the morning to your Deesa. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Jadon. Make sure you hearing me this morning. Somebody text me back on Spreaker that you hear me okay. And I need to know on the blog talk you hear me okay. Let me tell you why. Yesterday, you know, I went over to the oil every Tuesday that they're here. Great. Thank you, Ingrid. And so yesterday, you knew that someone was here. So as soon as I see Deborah, which I don't see at the moment. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, I bind up Satan this morning. I bind up sorcery, witches, witchcraft. I command the power of the craft of witchcraft go to zero. I break and destroy every intention of witchcraft in the name of Jesus this morning. I'm excited. The reason being, I've been up a long time this morning, and I'm going to let you hear me this morning do some deliverance live, and the thing is, like, what I'm going to do this morning, I've never done it before, so I don't know what the results are going to be, but I know that deliverance is going to take place. Because person that's here during the night, and they went over to the oil yesterday, got prayer, got some of the oil, and you know, I've been just observing since I've been here. I've just haven't gone forth with a whole lot of nothing, because other than the people come here, I've been observing. Because, see, I know what the Bible says about demons. And when I first came here, I didn't think there was going to be much. I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know nothing. I'm going to just be flat out honest with you. I didn't know. But that's why the scriptures say, wait on the Lord. So I've been waiting on God, but I've been watching. And so one lady, minister here, told me, she said, where you live, the mountain that's behind you, that you got to go up past you, they call that mountain Mount Sinai, Mount Zion. I think it was Mount Zion. I said, wow, okay. And that mountain, when it rains, the water flows down to the convention center. And so then they told me that that's why there's an anointing on the convention center. And that's why the convention center was built where it was built. Somehow I knew that. No, I didn't know that, but I knew that there was something because God placed us in this area. Then I found out. I said, God, this is a cruel joke. You're playing on me, huh? The name of my street is Druid Lane. You know about the Druids? You know the witches from Great Britain? I said, God, now you done put me on a street named Druid Lane. I have a big enough problem as it is, and you put me on a street named Druid Lane. But almost everybody on my street is a born-again believer. And some of them believe in the oil pouring out the Bible. Some of them don't. It doesn't matter. I'm here. So then this lady said, if you go up, I've been waiting for this too. She said, now if you go up to the top of this mountain, and I think I'm going to go up there today. She said, that's where the witches meet. I said, uh-oh, I'm beginning to see the picture. And she gave me directions. She said, we went up there one time, and we prayed. I said, well, you know, you prayed. I said, but as you drive into town, there's a witch right on the in the entrance to the town with her operation right there. She said, what you mean? She said, you mean that psychic over there? I said, ma'am, it's a Cunandero. She may be a psychic, but she a witch too. She said, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, well, I do. So, I you know, I'm still just listening, watching. And I'm saying, okay, they got a witch at the entrance to the town that the people didn't know is a witch. I said, so obviously some other stuff they don't know too in that area, which is my area of expertise. God made it that way, not me. So she said they got a pentagram etched into the rock. I said, I beg your pardon? She said, yeah, the witches did something. Well, I know you can buy this acid and you can pour this acid into, and it'll eat into stone. And one time, I was holding some meetings at a Holiday Inn, and the witches came in after my meeting and rented the room I was using and drew a pentagram in black dye and drew a pentagram on the Holiday Inn carpet. So the Holiday Inn said, We got to get this up or rent it, the room that you were using on the day you weren't using it, and that's what they did. So I said, okay. So she said, Will you go in that room? I said, absolutely not. Will you pull the carpet up and change the carpet, which I think is what you need to do? So they didn't have another room big enough. So I said, I tell you what, I got some of my missionaries that were with me. And we pulled a carpet up for them. And it just so happened it was a stone floor underneath there. And then we scrubbed that thing with bleach and ammonia and everything else we could find. And we got that pentagram up off of that floor. And I went on and had my meetings. So I'm not surprised. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not surprised. Actually, I've been waiting for it. And actually, it's beginning to manifest the witchcraft stuff over here. So believe it or not, I'm glad to see it so I can tear it down in the name of Jesus. Because, see, witchcraft is a hidden work of darkness. And you can't destroy what you can't see. Even although I didn't come here looking, I came here just wide open. But I knew that God doesn't send me anywhere without there being a need for deliverance and a serious need. So I give God praise and glory and honor, and I'm beginning to see why I'm here. I'm beginning to see what the Lord has me to do here. Also, I studied revival long enough to know that anytime you have a great move of God, it is always stopped, and it is always by witchcraft. I don't know if you knew that. Always. Because power draws the witches, because they desire power. Remember, they operate in a realm of supernatural power. The only problem is the church don't know nothing about it. So I knew that sooner or later, the Lord was going to reveal what's really going on here. So then, with every person God sent here, now up to this point, even while I'm not ready, deliverance was going forth. Deliverance is going forth. God changed my whole setup because he didn't want no more witches to be able to operate from the inside to the outside. So he changed everything. Everything. And then he put me under this open heaven, which means now I have more angelic protection, more assistance in the deliverance. So it's much, much easier. So let me explain what I'm about to do this morning. I'm going to, I asked the person if it would be okay with them if I could do their prayer this morning, 10 line, and they said yes. They don't even know what I'm about to cast out of them because I didn't tell them yet. But you see, as long as you work for God, there will be an ongoing educational process in the things of God. Because the more of God you have, the more of God you know, the more of God you can be trusted with by God, and he can give you a bigger job and a bigger job and a bigger job and a bigger job, because somebody got to do it all on this earth realm, because Jesus ain't coming back to do this. When he coming back, he coming back to reign as king. So this has to be done on earth. On earth. So all night I've been praying, and God began to show me this person's problem. And they don't even know. But God led up to this. That's what I'm saying. The more you walk with him, Jesus connecting the dots for you. You'll find Jesus giving you info to take you to the next level and the next level and the next level while equipping you for it at the same time. I don't know if any of you out here on the 10 line have this same situation, but you listen and you prepare yourself. As soon as I find Deb for the, I don't see her. I'm going to go ahead and we'll do the Holy Communion when she comes home. Praise God. I want you to prepare your hearts to be in agreement with me, to be in agreement because my sister, who is being delivered this morning, is also standing in the gap for all nurses and doctors and those in the healthcare. Those of you that work in nursing homes, doctor's offices, dentist offices, you're going to learn something this morning, preferably. You're going to learn something. I'm telling you, I thank God for this this ministry this morning. As I told you before, I've never done this before like this. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but I'm going to do it in Jesus' name because God gave it to me. As soon as I play this song, I'm coming back, and I'm going to start this deliverance. Get you some paper towels handy. Oh, wait a minute. Here she is. Wait, hold on. Deb, is this you? 6 9.
It is.
8.
Yes.
Praise God. You go first.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay. Well, like she already said, everybody prepare your hearts and minds to see Jesus. And I read 1 Corinthians 11:23-26, and then we'll partake.
Amen.
That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come." So everybody, now the Holy Spirit leads me to do it this way personally when I'm not in a corporate setting, and this is how I like to do it. I make it personal. It's very personal. We all have our own personal relationship with the Lord. So take up your cup, your bread, and raise it up. "This is your body that was broken for me. You in me and I in you. The two are one. Eat." And take up your cup and lift it high. "The life and the spirit you gave flows through my body. This is the New Testament in your blood. Your death was not in vain, for you live, and you live in me. Drink ye all of it." And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, for who you are, for just being my Lord, my King, and my Savior. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as blood of Jesus. This got the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood.
Repeat after me here. Lord Jesus, you said in your word,
whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Jesus, you are my Lord and my only Lord, and I will bow my knees to no other. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, the light, and the life. Deliver me from everything that is standing or keeping me from the fullness of you. I thank you.
I thank you.
Now, it is very important that you tell the tailline what you do, what's your vocation, and how long you've been doing it. And then tell them whether you're good at it or not. Here, hold on.
Hi, good morning. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for over 20 years. And I work mostly in cardiac medicine. I've done some ICU. And I'm very good at it. And I like it.
Praise God. Most important, you like it. Thing is, your job is to assist in life, right?
That's correct.
Your job is to assist in you tell me, you in your own words.
Well, usually when people come to me, I am going to basically assist them back to a state of wellness, because usually they come with an acute exacerbation of a chronic illness. And so my job is to help promote wellness and to help them get back to a state of wholeness.
Wonderful. See, I couldn't have said that because I don't know it. Tell them at what age God called you and how you got to know Jesus.
God called me from an early age. I would say about the age of 5. I can remember just having an affinity towards him, wanting to read my picture Bible, talking to him out on my grandmother's front porch. But by age 12, I answered the call, and I've been walking with him ever since.
Okay. Satan attacked you around what age?
I was attacked, I believe, around 3, 4, maybe 5, because 5 is what I remember. But it could have been earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My point that I'm always making is that God say he knew you when he formed you in your mother's womb. And God, the enemy, Lucifer, having been in heaven with God, recognizes the anointing. He recognizes it. He knows it. And so when you came out your mother's womb, you became a target. Now, what made you want to be a nurse?
Well, initially, I wanted to be a doctor, but because my family, we don't have, like, the finances, I opted to be a nurse because it was still something I could do to help and to use my love of helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way for me to support myself and to reasonably get out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your situation might be different, but most believers fit in there. Most believers get saved later on, it changes their perspective. Their perspective generally is to want to do something for God. Satan's perspective is to stop you, period. Stop you, period. You don't care what it is. So, some of you may not know, but on my TED line, the lady on there is Jennifer's aunt that got healed at the healing home. That's Jennifer's aunt. And she had a little cousin, too, that came, but she was a, and God blessed her mightily as well. So, I could reasonably say you come from a Christian family background, right?
Correct.
Okay, because she said her picture Bible as a little kid. But Jennifer got hit. That's what I call when Satan hits you. He hits you. And did I minister to you before?
Yes.
Okay. But then, remember, it's always growing and growing in Christ. So I had told Jennifer to come up here with the oil and then to go to the baptism because of her hunger and her love of God. I wanted her to experience that. I did not know God's real reason for calling Jennifer to come here was so that she could be set free. But God knew, and she came. Listen to me carefully, Jessica. I'm not going to put all the scriptures that I have because I think I got from when God first woke me up. I want you to see how many pages is that?
111.
I got 111 pages. It took me 111 pages, you know, my stuff being giant print, though, to understand, to begin to get the understanding of a situation that I knew probably could exist. But this morning, I'm going to see what God does with this. And I think God used the perfect person. What page number is that?
Page 1.
That's where I started. And I wound up a few minutes ago on page 111. And it's basically all scripture. So I haven't even had a time to break it down yet. But Jennifer, your problem is, and as I was praying, you were up over my head. And I heard you. And it was disturbing you in your sleep as I was binding your demons in your sleep.
Oh.
You were sleeping, I was binding demons.
That's why I was all over the bed.
Right. And God was giving me this, all of this. Okay? Help me out with 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And I'm just gonna start, and I'm gonna go on from there. But I'm gonna stop when I identify to Jennifer her problem, and you're gonna hear it as I'm talking to her. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. So I guess that would be 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Then, drop down to 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? There be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Okay? You got to, when you're studying this, you got to study the whole thing, but because we don't have a whole lot of time, I'm just going to read what I highlighted. Then I highlighted chapter 51, which is what God highlighted to me. No, over here first, I'm sorry. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, if you drop over here now to 51, it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now go over to 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want you to go over to Tamisha. Can you post these scriptures for me? Something's happening with Jessica. Deuteronomy 24:16. Anybody, Ingrid, please, post these scriptures. The fathers, now this is very important. Deuteronomy 24:16. Fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Look, every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Deuteronomy 30:15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. I'm going to go a little bit further. 2 Kings 14:6. The father shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers. But every man shall be put to death for his own sin. This is very, very important. It is very, very, very important. Remember King Hezekiah. Remember King Hezekiah? King Hezekiah. That would put me over in 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter. The Bible says that in verse 24, in those days, Hezekiah was, what's that say right there, Jennifer?
Was sick to the death.
Hezekiah was sick to the death. You deal with people every day that stick to the death. It says, and he prayed unto the Lord. Now, you know that it was Isaiah that came and told Hezekiah to put his house in order because he was getting ready to die. Well, Hezekiah was sick to the death, and he prayed unto the Lord, and God gave Hezekiah a sign. But the Bible says that Hezekiah's heart was lifted up. It says his heart was lifted up. That'd be around verse 25. And it said, because his heart was lifted up, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and upon Jerusalem. It says, in verse 26, notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. But the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. It also says, and Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasury for silver and for gold. It says more about his increase. It talks about him having flocks and herds in abundance. It says, for God had given him substance very much. It says that Hezekiah and all his work. It says also that God left Hezekiah to try him, that God might know all that was in his heart. It says that the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and Hezekiah's goodness are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet. Well, if we go over to the book of Job, talks about a lot about death. Death. He talks about death in relation to his soul. He talks about death in relation to the deep things out of darkness brought into the light, and he talks about the shadow of death. He even talks about the land of darkness and the shadow of death. He talks about a land where the light is as darkness. It talks about death, the strength of death, devouring the firstborn. Job talks about death a lot. So I kept saying, okay, God, what is this? It talks about workers of iniquities being able to hide themselves in the shadow of death. So I said, well, God, what does that have to do with Jennifer? In Job 28:22, destruction and death. It talks about losing your ability to remember in the grave after death. It talks about, in Psalms, instruments of death, sorrows of death, trouble being related to the gates of death. It talks about the sleep of death, the sorrows of hell, and the snares of death. It talks about your strength being dried up when you brought into the dust of death. And then we all know in Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So there's a shadow of death. It says, I will fear no evil. In Psalm 33:19, it says, deliver their soul from death. So I'm saying, okay. And there are 151 scriptures. It talks about dragons in the shadow of death. It talks about terrors of death falling upon people. It even says that God will be our guide even unto death. Oh, well, God, you know, am I getting ready to die right now? Is Jennifer getting ready to die? What is it? He said, Erica, Jennifer is bound by a spirit of death. I said, how? He said, from her job. He said, everybody that dies in that NCR is not saved. And those demons will attach themselves. You know that. He said, and nurses that work in intensive care, emergency room, unnatural relationship with death. I said, what you mean, God? He said, well, it is natural for people to die. But they don't think about that there is a spirit of death to come and get them. That there is a spirit of death that overtakes them. And the same spirit of death that come and get people, Erica, is the same spirit of death that they talk about when they talk about the shadow of death. And when death attaches or latches on to a person, everything around them, they have to struggle for life. They have to struggle for goodness because death brings, except a man or woman is born again, death is a horrible thing, he said. Even though Jennifer prays and bind up the spirits before the people die, she don't bind nothing up after they die. So therefore, familiar spirits can attach themselves to Jennifer. And when Jennifer leave her work and go pick up her phone, then those spirits will be transferred to her husband, to her son, to her bills, to her landlord, to her apartment where she lives. Those spirits, yep, God was saying she needs to have bound them going in and she needs to bind them coming out. Is that right? You haven't been binding them leaving. You've been binding them going in so that people will live. But God say, when the ungodly died, those are the familiar spirits you should have been binding up. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, I got 111 pages that God used. But in my opinion, I'm going to cast out the spirit of death.
Amen.
That's been tracking you. In the name of Jesus. So, all of you on here. Now, you said, well, Erica, that is just crazy. Look at here. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, remember this thing says, and I've been working with this a long time, disannulling the covenant with death. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell, are we at agreement when the overflowing scourge shall pass through it? It shall not come unto us. Well, by Jennifer working in the hospital, and she's been binding and rebuking, and all the other people in the hospital, every nurse, every aide, every doctor, people who mop the floor, everybody comes in direct contact with the covenant of death when somebody dies in that hospital. The people in the morgue, the people who get on that elevator where they transport those things, because spirits do not die. They don't die. So if they don't die when somebody has a familiar spirit, what happens to it? It transfers. It transfers. Even if you live in a house, God used Jennifer and brought her here because she's a nurse. But what about in Isaiah 28:18 and your covenant? You see, your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. The only way that the covenant with death is disannulled is through being born again, because when you're born again, you do not die. You have eternal life. But what about the sinners? What about the sinners? God told Hezekiah, over there in Isaiah 38, the Bible says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. He was sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet came, told him, set your house in order, because you're getting ready to die and not live. But the Bible says, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. The Bible says, and Hezekiah wept sore. It says, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayers, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. And he said, to prove it, I'm going to turn the degrees of the sundial backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees. Brothers and sisters, thanks to Adam and Eve, we all have entered into a covenant of death. I'm telling you this morning, I'm going to cast out, break the spirit of death off of Jennifer. You see, God delivers you to deliver you into a good life. God delivers you to deliver you into the normal supernatural becoming normal in our lives. But if we don't know those things that are oppressing us, because they're hidden. But once God reveals it, look here, Ecclesiastes 8:8. There is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Brothers and sisters, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8:6, it says, set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Jesus said that he was going to swallow up death in victory. and that the Lord God is going to wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away, for the Lord has spoken it. Brothers and sisters, Matthew 4:16. The people which saw set, the people which sat in darkness, saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. Jesus said his soul was sorrowful unto death. Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. But what here in John chapter 5, verse 24? But is passed from death unto life. This is the born again. This is the believer. But guess what? These benefits are not for the unbeliever. And more unbelievers die than believers. It's been pointed out. Because Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 51, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Why? Because you're born again into eternal life. But the Jews said unto Jesus, now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. You see, we've been reconciled back to God. And the scriptures say, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to cast this spirit of death out right now.
Hallelujah.
Now, you might not realize it, but if you're from Mexico, that El Muerto stuff, the dead is worshipped. Many, many Catholicism, the dead is given, it should not be given, you know, lighting candles to the dead, praying to the dead. But Jesus said that to whom servants you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Jesus said the wages, the payment of sin is death, right? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Jennifer's big mistake was binding and loosing going in, but she never bound and loose what was being coming up and out of them sinners who was dying. So what was coming up and out of sinners who were dying? Familiar spirits. We've been looking at familiar spirits as only attacking those in this generation. But it's been captured on camera that when that soul comes out, and I've been looking at these pictures and things, and I've been looking at a lot of things, and some of what comes up out of that person is not just their own soul and spirit, but it's them familiar spirits. And that is why they're called familiar spirits. So I want you to renounce all familiar spirits.
I renounce all familiar spirits.
And spirits of death.
And spirits of death.
From the hospital.
From the hospital.
And from your job.
And from my job.
You too out there, brothers and sisters. So in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits, all spirits of death. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Come on out, death. Go! Come on out. Go, 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 go. Get out of her. Get off of her. Every familiar spirit from the hospital. Go! Come on out. Go! Come on out. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Now, you got to understand, these spirits are not in her spirit by no means, because your spirit is sealed by God. They torment you in the area of your soul, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, and they can attach and torment you through pain and misery in your physical body. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. Go. Out. Out the body. Any manifestation of any familiar spirit causing any kind of pain, fatigue, get out. Weightiness, go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Now, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I disannul
and break
any covenant
with death.
Get out. Go. Get out. Romans chapter 8, verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Go, all transference of spirit. Go, get out. Get out. Get out. Go, get out. All the way out. Go, get out. Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come will separate me from the love of God. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. I break the power of the spirit of death. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:21, for since by man came death, by man came also Jesus, the resurrection of the dead. Get out! The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Limited death is sickness and disease. Go, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going out. All the way out. That's why the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Go, get out. Jesus said, I am he that liveth, life, alive, live, and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil don't care some of you in prison that you may be tried. What is prison? Pain, misery, torment. Go! Get out. But Jesus say, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh, brothers and sisters, God said, I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Go! Get out. I break every covenant with death right now. 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. But look here. Haven't you ever wondered about this? And they loved not their lives unto the death. Remember Adam and Eve? If you eat of this tree, you will die. For they ate of the tree. Their death was not physical death. Their death was spiritual death. Go! Get out. Get out. I break power of spiritual death. I break them spirits up off of you this morning. All familiar spirits of death. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus. Somebody out there, enemy been messing with your central nervous system. You always saying, I'm so nervous. Right now, I speak to your central nervous system. And I say, peace, be still this morning. Peace, central nervous system. I break the power of that death covenant that's going to try to make somebody die from overweight. That's what he tried to kill me with. But today, my covenant with death and overweight is being destroyed in the name of Jesus. Go! Somebody else out there, God is trying to kill you with crying, 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 crying. Put away your tears. Revelation 21 and 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Get out! Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Go! But the Bible says, brothers and sisters, the fearful, fear, go! The unbelieving, go! The abominable, go! Murderers, go! Whoremongers, go! Sorcerers, go! Idolaters, go! All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. But glory be to God, brothers and sisters, you and I have the power to overcome and overthrow the spirit of death, because our covenant with death has been annulled. And the Bible says we overcome the devil and death and demons and iniquities and sins and transgressions by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. Get out. Get out. Go. I break your power this morning in the name of Jesus. We will live. Not only will we live, but the Bible says, body. Have been separated unto God our Father. Our spirit and our soul will never die. They will never die. Because we've been born again. And we overcome the things of this world, the devil, the demons, and death, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And you love not your life unto the death. A dead man can't be killed because he's already dead. Dead man that knows he will never die is a living man or woman living in the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Once again, stop resisting God. It's up to you. Glad you could join me this morning in this new and living life of God. See you tomorrow on the TV.
Ciego por ver el milagro de Jesucristo en su ser. Todo el cielo entró en su vida. A del laberinto vio la salida. No hubo dudas ni prejuicios para entorpecer. Acabó de ser. Dieron a sus ojos luz.
¡Vamos arriba, Buenos Aires!
¡Ay, deja que se toque Jesús! ¡No resista! ¡Ay, deja que se toque tu amor! ¡Algo de vista! ¡Ay, deja que se toque Jesús! ¡No resista! ¡Ay, deja que se toque tu amor! ¡No resista!
Until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go!